Welcome to the Westview Church Podcast. Our vision at Westview is creating space for self and community to find rest in Christ. And we're thankful that today you've created space in your day to study God's Word together with us. If you'd like more information about Westview Church, find us on the web at www.westview.org.
Gracious and loving God, thank you for this wonderful opportunity to be together to worship you, to open our hearts to you, to offer ourselves to you. And we ask now that each of our hearts can be open, that we can sense your Holy Spirit's presence and movement, that the words of my mouth may indeed bring glory and honor to you, O God, and feed each of us as our needs are here. You know those needs, Lord, and so we put it all before you in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Wholehearted thanks is the message that I have this morning. And I want to share with you an incident that happened a few weeks ago. We had gone to one of my granddaughter's soccer games. It is a wonderful game. Both teams did very well, and they competed well. They showed some wonderful skills out on the field as they were playing. She's 12 years old, by the way, not real advanced, but yet there were some wonderful things. And after the game, one of the players from my granddaughter's team was walking off with her family. I happened to notice the uniform, and seeing the uniform, I turned and said, "Good game." And this young lady stopped and looked at me rather quizzically, like, "What are you saying that to me for?" And then, with all sincerity, she said, "Thank you," with this wonderful little smile on her face. That, friends, is wholehearted thanks coming from that young lady. Another time when you see wholehearted thanks is when you see a woman leaving the food pantry with food, with tears in her eyes, because she knows she can feed her family for a week. Wholehearted thanks. But what about half-hearted? What about half-hearted? Now, we all know what that looks like, right? We know when someone has half-heartedly done something and we see disastrous results because of it. This first picture I want you to look at is a picture of half-hearted thankfulness. Anybody recognize that? This picture comes from The Christmas Story, a movie that came out several years ago. Little 9-year-old Ralphie had just received from his aunt this wonderful bunny outfit, pajamas or whatever they are. Now, his younger brother and father are laughing profusely as they consider what's going on here when the mother says, "Ralphie, go try it on right now." He says, "Right now? Yes, do it now." And they are just laughing, and especially even more so when they come down and they see him walking in as the Energizer Bunny here. Okay, that's the picture we have. Now, the mother is squealing with glee about how cute little Ralphie looks in his bunny outfit. And she tells him that he needs to be thankful that Aunt Clara gave him that. Yeah, now obviously, Ralphie isn't thankful. He's not thankful at all. The reality is, that whenever we have a half-hearted effort in anything, we're not going to be thankful. The results will not be good. The efforts will not bring forth any results that we can be proud of. I found this next slide online. Full results don't come from half-hearted effort. How many of us, when we're doing things, want to see good, full results? All right. The only way we're going to get that is if we do it wholeheartedly, not half-heartedly. These past few months, Josh has been bringing to us messages about recovering Christian community. You and I, Westview Church, will not see full results, will not see full community if all we have is half-hearted efforts. It won't happen. Now imagine, try to imagine with me what creation would have been like if God had put a half-hearted effort into it. Or imagine what our salvation may or may not be if Jesus had only put a half-hearted effort into the ministry and his death and resurrection and ascension. It's a pretty grim story when you think about it, what it would be. So I want to ask a question. What do you think that God desires? Half-heartedness or whole-heartedness? I hope you know the answer to that already. God desires wholeheartedness. I'm going to walk through some scriptures. Some will be on the slide. Some I'll just ask you to jot down, take home with you, and study later. But have you ever wondered why it is in Christian churches, and not just at Westview, but many brands and many flavors of churches, start their worship with praise? Have you ever wondered that? Why do we do that? Well, the answer comes, and I go to the King James Version of the Bible from Psalm 22:3. God inhabits the praises of his people. God inhabits the praises of his people. So when we gather together, we want God to come and dwell with us, to be amongst us, to be within us. So we sing these songs of praise unto the Lord so that we can know of God's presence with us. And in the midst of praise, God wants us to glorify him, not only with songs of praise, but also with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving, the psalmist wrote in Psalm 69. Now, let me ask you this question also. Do you think that half-hearted praise and thanksgiving will glorify God? Yes? No? Maybe? Well, by the way, I want to share with you, when I do ask questions, you can respond. It's not all rhetorical. You can respond. And if you're so moved by the Spirit, you can say, amen. Okay, you can do that, okay? I just want to give you permission, all right? Just in case you're feeling the urge. I know I do oftentimes when I'm sitting down here, and if you're sitting around me, you'll hear me once in a while as I'm hearing a good message and a good word coming. See, God wants us to put our whole selves into worship. Now, do you think that half-hearted praise and thanksgiving is going to honor God? All right, thank you. That's right. Thanks, sir. All right. No, it will not. Do you think that it will demonstrate a strong desire to have relationship with God if it's only half-hearted? No, it won't. It will not. Whatever love we're bringing into the presence of God and in offering up our praise and thanksgiving is going to be very evident in the praise and thanksgiving we offer. It's a direct result. Our praise and thanksgiving is a direct result of the love that we have for God. Deuteronomy 4:29 says, "But if from there you seek the Lord your God, you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and all your soul." I'll ask you another question. When you come here on a Sunday morning, are you coming? Are you seeking after God? That's why we come here. That's why we worship together, to gather as God's people, to come before God, to enter into the presence of the Almighty. And when we do it with our whole heart, we're going to see results. We're going to see God wholeheartedly. When we do it wholeheartedly with all that we are and all that we have, we will find God. So let's apply this to the scripture here that I'm going to read, 2 Corinthians 9, our primary scripture for today. It says, "Remember this," in verse 6, "whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly." Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Those of you who are sitting here who are students, I want you to think about this right now. I see a few students sitting here, okay? Think about this. What would happen in school if you only put a half-hearted effort into your assignment? You fail. Okay, right. You can't expect to get an A if all you're doing is putting half-hearted effort into it. You won't get an A that way. You won't be successful. Now, how about the places of work? Your places of work. If you put a half-hearted effort into a particular project that you've been given to do at work, are you going to then expect to get a big bonus from the boss when you do it? No, you won't. You won't. Half-hearted effort does not produce good results. And what about our families, our relationships? When you put in half-hearted efforts in loving one another, what do you think the result's going to be? It'll be bad. That's right. It will be bad. You can't do it. It doesn't work that way. Just like, as Paul is writing here, half-heartedly or sparingly sowing seeds in our relationship with God will result in only minimal activity. And Paul goes on to say there in 2 Corinthians, "Whoever sows generously will also reap generously." Generosity in our school assignments, in our tasks at work, in our relationships with one another, that wholeheartedness will bring wonderful, generous results. That's God's plan. That's what God intends for us. Wholehearted investment in our relationship with Jesus Christ likewise brings wonderful, generous results in that relationship, in our souls. In verse 7, Paul says, "Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion." Whatever you've decided to give. Now, obviously, our little picture of Ralphie We know that he, in being, even though he's imitating the Energizer Bunny, he is very reluctant. Very reluctant to do it. Very reluctant. And he's under compulsion. Each of you should give what you've decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion. No, so I ask you, what about you? Are you here this morning to worship God out of compulsion? Because someone was twisting your arm, pushing you out the door to get you here? Or are you here because you really want to be? You really desire this. You really desire it. I love the last part of that verse. For God loves a cheerful giver. How many of you give cheerfully? Yeah. How many of you think, oh, I'm so glad I get to give to the Lord? I remember being in one church where, and I was visiting, or we were visiting, and it came time to give an offering, and this was pre-COVID days by many years. And so they had an offering plate that they passed around and so forth. And when the pastor announced that they were going to take up an offering, all of a sudden people started clapping and cheering because they got to give to the Lord. Now, this particular verse is talking about the way that we give monetarily, yes, but it is applied to all of who we are in our lives. How do we give? And it says that God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, having all you need, you will abound in every good work. God wants to bless us abundantly. God wants to do that. Our hearts, though, tend to get in the way. When we're in it only half-heartedly, we will not see the abundance of God. It's as simple as that. When we are wholeheartedly committed to the Lord our God, we will see abundance in our souls. We will. That's the way God has created us. He said, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor, and their righteousness endures forever. God blesses us so that we can bless others. We are never blessed just for ourselves. We are blessed by God so we can spread it around, so we can be a blessing. Our wholehearted investment in our relationship with God will bring greater blessing, and thus we will better be enabled to bless others. That's the way God designed it. In verse 11, Paul is writing here, he says, you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. We are blessed in order to bless others so that others can give thanksgiving to God for what has happened, for what has been done, for what has been provided. Now remember that Jesus said that when others see your good works, they will do what? They will glorify the Father in heaven. That's why we're blessed, so that we can bless others, so that they can glorify God and honor God in their lives. Wednesday afternoon, the seasoned citizens gathered downstairs, some of the senior citizens and a few others. I was blessed to have my granddaughters with me, by the way, when we did this. We were part of the process of packing Thanksgiving boxes. And as we were doing it, and I looked at the picture, there were a lot of smiles on the faces of those of us standing in this assembly line as we were putting these foods in. Many thanks will be given to God by the recipients of these boxes because of the wholehearted effort put forth by many in order to bless them. So that's what we do. That's what we do. This wholeheartedness is what God desires. In Psalm 9:1, David wrote, "I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart." Do you think you can be like David? Do you want to be like David? Not all aspects of David's life, by the way, but just an aside here. David was a human being like you and I. He had his problems. He sinned like you and I do. But yet, he loved God with all his heart. And God called David a man after his own heart. Oh, that God could say that about each one of us. You're a man, you're a woman, you're a boy, you're a girl, after my own heart. That's my hope and desire for each of you, is that God can say that to you and say that of you, that you are a person after God's own heart, that you wholeheartedly love God. Your wholeheartedness will enable you to see the wonderful deeds of God, and thus you will better be able to give thanks unto God. Thus you will have a witness to give to the world of the things that our great and loving God has done. He goes on he will tell of his wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praises to your name, Most High. I want to submit to you right now that only in a wholehearted relationship with God will you be able to find gladness and reason for rejoicing in God. That's the only time you're going to get it. If those things are lacking in your life, if you're not feeling so great about things with God, then you got some work to do. You got to figure out, why is it that you are not wholeheartedly giving unto God, giving yourself unto God, loving God? Excuse me, got to wet my whistle. A few weeks ago, Pastor Josh, in his message, talked about sanctification, being holy. And when we wholeheartedly enter into a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, we are given the Holy Spirit to empower and enable us to become the recovering Christian community that God desires. Then we will be able to live out the words of Scripture that Joshua shared. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Give thanks in all circumstances. Doesn't matter what it is. You can still be thankful to God, because God is still God. God hasn't changed. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You can be in that relationship with Him. You will be able to rejoice and to pray, to give thanks when you are wholeheartedly loving the Lord your God. At Pentecost in Jerusalem, after Jesus' resurrection from the dead and His ascension, The promise that Jesus had made earlier in his ministry to his disciples came to pass. They received the Holy Spirit of God. They received that Holy Spirit of God because the Bible tells us they were in one accord. And that's not a car, by the way. They were in one accord before the Lord. That means they were wholeheartedly together before God. And they didn't come there so that the Holy Spirit could come down on them, so that they could have flames of fire on them. They didn't come there so that they could learn to, so they could speak in tongues that they'd never learned. They did not come there seeking any gift at all. They came seeking God. And because it was wholehearted, they saw God move and act and do as God desired, as God planned. And there was coming out of that, a bursting forth of power in the Holy Spirit. The people gladly received it. Just think what could happen here. As we recover Christian community together. Just think. That wholehearted love towards God resulted in what it did in the early church because God is faithful and trustworthy. As Josh reminded us last week, the one who calls you is faithful. He will do it. He will do it. We all see and we all will be a recovering Christian community as we trust God wholeheartedly. David was speaking to his son Solomon in 1 Chronicles 28:9. He said, "Acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion. As you do that, God will bless you." The Lord Jesus said in Mark 12:30, "Love the Lord your God with what? Half-heartedly? Half your heart? No. With all your heart. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all of your strength." In other words, your whole being, your whole self. Love God with all that you are. And then love him some more. Don't quit. Don't think, "Oh, that's enough now." No, it's never enough. We can never love God more than he loves us right now. We can never love God more than he loves us. Wholeheartedness involves all of our being, souls, and strength, and that's what God desires of us. If you have not wholeheartedly entered into a relationship with God, now is the time to do it. Now is the time. There are many here at Westview who can walk alongside you and help you in that process if you need help. You can talk to God directly, and he can do it for you as well. He'll give you the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit empowers us to wholeheartedly serve, we will serve and we will love and we will praise and we will give thanks in the name of God, in order that God will be honored and glorified in our lives, in our church, in our homes, in our communities, in this world. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we come before you with thanksgiving in our hearts. May we wholeheartedly surrender to you. May we wholeheartedly give ourselves to you. May we offer to you all that we are and have, so that you can be honored and glorified in our lives, Lord Jesus. And all God's people said, Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the Westview Church Podcast. We hope that you are blessed as we studied Scripture together today. We'd love to invite you to our worship service at Westview Church, which takes place at 9:30 on Sunday mornings. May God richly bless your day.